on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Time to go to Las Vegas and get the latest entertainment news from former Chicagoan Cindy Perlman. Gabriel writes for the Las Vegas Review-Journal out there. Cindy, good morning. Let's start with news about yet another documentary featuring a music person, Ann Wilson, huh?
Good morning, Bob. And Ann Wilson has that famous song, Never, a word she doesn't really like, because her entire life she wanted to add filmmaker to her list. And now she has a new documentary she directed about herself called My Voice. She's 75 years old now, the front woman of Heart. And the cool thing is she's touring with her movie in select cities, and one of them, luckily, is Chicago. She's coming to town Sunday, May 17th at City Winery. And it's going to be the movie, and then she's going to give fans a chance for a pretty long Q&A afterwards. You can ask anything about the show, Heart, the movie, anything you want. And Anne said, this is my story in my own words, told the way I wanted to tell it. It's about finding my voice, keeping it alive, and sharing the journey with the people who've been part of it all along. And I don't leave anything out. So it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does. And we have concert news about another act coming to town September 8th in Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island. Tell us about this show, Cindy.
You ready to get out your 90s slang, Bob? You know, talk to the hand, as if, or buggin'? Because a little time travel's coming to town, too. This is a good lineup. TLC, Salt and Peppa, with special guest In Vogue, a little 90s girl music, hitting Chicago September 8th at Huntington Beach Pavilion at Northerly Island. The tour is called It's Iconic. What else could it be called? And they're getting out all the hits. Push It, Waterfalls, and my favorite, No Scrubs. Remember that song?
You know, here's a little sample of that concert. Yeah, that was a good one. And tickets are on sale now. Let's get to the Tina Fey news this morning.
Tina Fey, who just hosted SNL UK last weekend. You can catch it on Peacock. Really funny opener. But she's doing a million things, including optioning books. She just optioned a bestseller called Finley Donovan is Killing It for Peacock. Sounds really fun. It was a best-selling novel about a single mom. She's going through a horrible divorce. She wants to be a novelist. Now her ex is trying to take full custody of the kids. But she's like, what do I do? But she's mistaken for a contract killer and decides, you know what? It might be sort of lucrative if I become one. So Tina's developing that for Peacock. No word if she's going to star in it, too.
What is Martin Scorsese developing now?
This is Scorsese teaming up with Leonardo DiCaprio. They've done about 5 million movies together. And also Jennifer Lawrence in a psychological thriller slash horror movie called What Happens at Night, based on Peter Cameron's novel. And this sounds interesting. They're an American couple, DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. They're visiting what looks like a super snowy European town, about to adopt a child. The only problem is the only place to stay, of course, is a super eerie hotel where I think you might check in but never check out. Mm-hmm. One of those. Mm-hmm. And bunch of odd people there, a singer, a businessman, and a faith healer. What could go wrong, Bob, right?
Yeah, right. I heard about this Cape Fear remake recently. Tell us about this. Hasn't this movie been remade a couple of times already?
You know, if you ever want a real treat, the 1962 version starring Gregory Peck, who was such an amazing actor. And then there's the 1991 version starring Robert De Niro, Jessica Lange, and Nick Nolte. That was also directed by Scorsese. But now it's coming June 5th to Apple, and it's going to be a little mini series. And it's Amy Adams and Patrick Wilson are the couple. He's an attorney. He runs into a very bad guy named Max Cady, played by Javier Bardem, and we know he can go super bad. He's a notorious killer. The lawyer made him do almost life in jail, but not quite. And he gets out for some reason, and he's seeking vengeance. And this thing has a big pedigree. It's not just Scorsese producing. It's Scorsese and Steven Spielberg. So that sounds pretty good, too.
Yeah, that should be big for sure. And finally, we have the story of a Chicago romance headed to the small screen. And as someone who writes books, you're probably very interested in this one.
You know, congratulations to author Liz Tomford. Her best-selling book series, Windy City, and it's a sports romance series. It's being adapted for TV, reportedly, over at MGM and Amazon. And there's a bunch of books in the series, The Right Move, Caught Up, Play Along, Rewind It Back. They're all interconnected. And it's all set on Chicago sports, including professional hockey in Chicago and basketball. So if you see some cameras in town, it could be this project.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. We will look for that. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.